You're listening to another great podcast in the MyMac Podcasting Network.
MyMac Podcast 981, MacStock 2024.
And welcome, everyone, to the MyMac.com podcast here live, sort of, at MacStock 2024. And for the six people that are going to come back and watch this video later, apologize about the video, because with the bandwidth and Wi-Fi being very, very low here, that means that it's going to be almost impossible for either my video or Gaz's video to come out anything resembling good. But we are here. We are here at MacStock. I have got Gaz here. And hello, Mr. Gaz. It has been 3 weeks since I talked to you.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know where you've been. I mean, I've been...
Well, I had the wedding.
The time. You just...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've not been away, have I?
Yes, yeah.
Maybe I have.
You've been away.
Zoom, zoom. I tell you what. I have been away at Silverstone watching a new Apple film being produced.
That's a new Apple film?
Yep, F1, man, F1.
Well, aren't they covering F1 racing this year or next year?
No,
or is it just a rumor?
No. Brad Pitt is one of the lead roles in a film which has been... Actually, we saw the cars at Silverstone last year, and they've been going to some of the circuits and doing lots of ad hoc filming. And there was some big, big filming at Silverstone this year. They're actually on the grid, at the back of the grid, at the start of the race. And then we thought, what's going to go on here? Because they wanted to film while the actual action's going on. And the cars went off on the parade lap, which is like a formation lap to get back into place.
Yeah.
And during that period, all the engineers, all the wheels and the tires that are on the grid, they get pushed off. And there was two cars left at the back of the grid. And obviously they then pushed them off at that point. But yeah, I saw Brad Pitt on the starting grid, and apparently Lewis Hamilton is a producer in the film, and they've shown the first trailer, and it looks quite good. And I've also seen a bit of detail on how they've been filming it. So perhaps in a week or so's time, when we're back to a normal mode, we could perhaps go through it. But it was quite interesting. But it's
were you able to get Brad Pitt to come onto the podcast in the future time, some future time?
Do you know, I didn't even think about asking him, because I was so excited, especially when Lewis won the race. But what I got to say is I didn't really get that close.
That close, yeah. It'd probably be like, no. You're on the MyMac podcast. Stay away.
Yeah, yeah.
We have guns. We're not afraid to use them.
He'd have had bouncers come and say, don't go there.
Oh, very much so.
Don't go there.
Very much so. So here, I mean, I'm here at MacStock. It was kind of fun getting here. I had an interesting...
Right, now you say you're here. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Where is actually here? Because I can see a what looks like a painting, a couple of paintings behind you and an open window. So are you currently at MacStock, or are you at the hotel, which is near MacStock?
Actually, MacStock is being held at the hotel that most people are staying at this year.
Okay,
the Holiday Inn Crystal Lake. Which is nice. It's a nice hotel. Everything that we've done so far with it has been top-notch. The people that work here have been really, really helpful and friendly. The venue, because, I mean, today is kind of the deeper dive day. So the regular sessions will be tomorrow on Saturday and Sunday. And today they're doing, like, deeper dive sessions. And I know... When I first started trying to set all this up here, I was having a lot of problems. And Dave Hamilton from the Mac Geek Gab came over and was
I can't actually believe that guy, if I'm honest.
What, that Dave Hamilton's here?
No, that you were having problems.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, as hard as that is to believe, I was having audio problems. Even And even after we connected, I was having audio problems.
So did Dave, was he able to fix it for you, or were you just, you know, sitting there nodding your head, looking and not really understanding what he was doing?
He found the root cause for whatever reason, because, you know, I mean, I record to Hindenburg, and then I send audio through to StreamYard. For whatever reason, the moment we engaged with Hindenburg, the device that sends audio to StreamYard, my voice and Farrago, just died. There was nothing going out. So I had to very quickly not use Hindenburg, bring up Audio Hijack, record all of the different tracks in Audio Hijack, and then use a separate loopback device with just the stuff that you need to hear. Like, you know, I wasn't going to put your audio on there because then it's going to feed back to you, and that would drive you crazy.
Yep.
But even after I did all that, when we first started talking and we were just getting ready to start, and as soon as I engaged Audio Hijack, everything died. So I'm still not sure exactly what the problem is, why it's doing all this. But if you recall, and I'm using, you know, the M1 MacBook Pro, which was going to be my original podcasting machine until it didn't work. So maybe it has something to do with that. I don't know. But I'm not going to worry about it. I got it working now, and I'm reasonably happy with it.
Now, I know the people in the video can see exactly where you're sat, but people on the podcast won't be able to see what I can see, which is those two pictures. And just below those two pictures, is that a fire alarm?
Let's find out. No, I'm not going to do that. Yes, it is a fire alarm, but I am not going to pull the fire alarm. I could.
You could.
Since they would automatically know it was coming from right here, and who was sitting right here when it went off. Yeah. It's like, Guy Searle pull the fire alarm if Gaz kind of goaded him into it? Yes, he would.
He might.
He might. Yeah, he just might. You might, Rabbit. You might. Yeah. So, okay. Now, I mean, you and pretty much everybody knows, I don't have my right eye. So when I was getting ready to fly to Chicago, this would be like the first time that I had flown since I got my prosthetic eye. And what I was worried about was the change in cabin pressure might have made it like pop out or something like that. And I really didn't want to have to deal with that. So, Mike, come on over. So what I did instead was I took it out and I wore an eye patch. Okay, he's going to be back in a little bit. But when I got to Chicago and I needed to get my rental car, I realized that walking up to a rental car counter with an eye patch on was probably not the best way to instill confidence in my driving abilities. So I went into the bathroom and I got out the little satchel that, you know, I keep this little case in that I had the eye in.
And the guy next to you in the bathroom thought, he's doing drugs.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing, people were coming in and I was having a lot of problems getting it put in because the mirror in the bathroom is much farther away than the mirror in my bathroom at home, which I'm used to using.
Mirror in the bathroom. That's a great 80s ska song.
Yeah, well, it was either that or in the hallway where everybody could see me do it. So it was like, bathroom it is. So I'm like struggling to get my eye in, and there's people coming in and out of the bathroom all the time. And the looks on their face that I was getting as I was going through all this was priceless. But I did manage, I got it in, and I went up and I got the car, and everything was fine until I got to the car and realized, now this is a 2024 Nissan Altima, brand new car. Does not have CarPlay. Can you believe in this day and age, major car manufacturer other than GM and their idiots that doesn't have CarPlay just automatically built into the car? I was stunned.
Crazy. Well, I'll tell you what. When I went to Silverstone, I went. I don't know. I think you saw the little Fiat 500 that I was in.
Yeah.
The hybrid, which was tiny. And by the way, have I got some stories for you, Silverstone, about accommodation. But actually, that had CarPlay. That was fine. Just USB my phone to it, and away I went. It was great. Yeah.
CarPlay. And this is the thing. CarPlay is wonderful. It's such a great...
It is.
And let's not you know, crap on Android Auto. They're very, very similar in how they work.
Oh, yeah.
Either one of those I would have been satisfied with in any car that I'm driving. But to not have it and having to do, you know, jump through all kinds of hoops in order to be able to use maps, because, you know, I don't know the Chicago area. I've come here now like six times.
You should know the Chicago
area. I should.
For heaven's sake.
But
I've got to say.
Yeah.
This is the first year you've been there with just one eye. So it would look a bit different.
It does. It gets kind of like, okay, I'm here. No, I'm not here. I'm here. No, I'm not here. So. But, you know, it all worked out, and I got here without too much trouble.
What I did then was he basically put one hand over one of his eyes. I'm here, I'm not here. Hand over eye, I'm here, I'm not here.
Yeah. And
I'm trying to help out.
I know, and the stupid thing was I covered up the eye that already doesn't have vision, so it made absolutely no difference whatsoever. But it has been so good to see everybody. One of the things that I do at home, every once in a while I'm on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices, which is a Tuesday night panel show. And Webb Bixby, who is also one of the regulars on that show, because we all kind of met up last night and we all went out, not all of us, but a bunch of us went out to Steak Place. We got back to the hotel and quite frankly, between traveling and everything else, I was tired and I didn't feel like, you know, staying up and partying. So I go back up to my room and I get a phone call and they're, you got to come back down. Got to come back down. So I go back down and they were handing out invitations to a breakfast buffet here at the hotel that Webb was paying for, because this hotel doesn't offer a breakfast. And it was exclusive to the people that were like regular panelists on Mac Voices. And including me, you know, it was kind of like, wow, that's really great. I kind of couldn't believe it. As a matter of fact, there he is right there, Webb Bixby. No, that's not. Hi, that's Webb Cletus. Bixby. That's Cletus.
That's Cletus.
Come on over, Cletus.
You got to say that carefully.
Have a seat. No, I'm talking to Gaz.
Hey, Gaz.
Hi. Who the hell are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
No, he
I'm
said.
Good, thank you.
He said, "Who the hell are you?"
Oh, who the hell?
Yeah, you got to get closer to the microphone.
I'm just a random stranger from Florida.
Yeah. So now, you know, we and I are getting along like gangbusters.
I like that a lot. I like random strangers coming on the show.
Yeah, and just random. You know, just random people coming up.
That's right.
How are you finding it so far?
Me or him? Or either.
Well, not you. How are you finding the show so far?
Oh, I love it. It's. Last night I went to a party and I'm normally asleep by 10 o'clock. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, I have to get some sleep.
Excellent.
Now Siri is saying, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Now, you know why Siri said that she didn't understand that?
Is why?
Because she really couldn't understand the fact that he was up till 4 in the morning.
Well, yeah, if he's usually in bed at 10, I get that.
Yeah. But it was fun. Everybody here is fun, good people. It's good to be around Macintosh people that are loving the stuff they do.
Excellent.
And, you know, and every time that Gaz, have talked about the Mac stock.
Can I just jump in? So all of these questions, I don't know how well he can hear me, but basically, is this his first? And sorry,
it's
I'm
my
saying
first time,
he.
Guess.
What's this? Oh, you be careful. You're a virgin Mac stocker. I like it. I like it. So you're from Florida. Do you do as much surfing as Guy likes to do?
I'm from Florida, and what?
Do you like surfing or do as much surfing as Guy likes to do?
The waves are not the same for surfing in the part of Florida I'm at.
Where was that? Where were you from?
Okay.
Port St. Joe, Florida.
East Coast or West Coast?
Panhandle.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to get any surf on the panhandle. There's, like, nothing there. You know, you're lucky. The ocean comes up, hits the land in the panhandle and says, that's good enough.
Yeah,
you know, we've done our job.
So it just laps up against the sand.
But I can go to a beach right now in this July, of course, and it's busy there. I can go to a beach and take my camera and turn around, and if I see three people, it's crowded.
Yeah. So. Which is unusual for Florida beaches.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you're going back in?
I'm going back in.
Okay.
Nice meeting you guys.
And you.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Cletus.
We will.
So that's, you know, I mean, and this is, it's. I don't want to say it's a typical Max Talk, but here's the thing. Anytime you and I have talked about Max Talk, regardless of what year it was, the one thing we always harp on is the sense of community that you get while at this show with all of the people that are here. Are you still on, Gaz?
I'm still on? Still on.
Okay, you blinked out for a second.
Yeah, I may do that occasionally.
Okay, well, basically, you know, it's the sense of community that you get from a show like this. On top of all of the great topics and all of the great subjects and all of the great speakers, but just to meet up with the people and podcasters that you've, you know, spoken with in the past, or maybe you don't even know, or maybe there's a topic that you want more information on that's being spoken about here. Well, all of the people that are giving these talks, very, very accessible. Once their talk is over, you can come up and ask them questions. You know, probably not a good idea to do it while they're on stage. But
unless Guy is on stage.
Unless what?
Guy is on stage.
Oh, then yeah. You can interrupt me for any reason whatsoever, and I'll just roll with it.
Should I interrupt you now?
Yes.
Gaz's snippets.
Well, didn't hear the theme.
I did that. I did play it. So you saying you're not hearing my theme? Let me play it again.
Okay. Okay. Heard it
did
that
you hear
time.
That?
Yes.
Right. I'll just turn it up a bit. Okay. I'm just gonna. There's not many, so I'll just go through them quickly, Guy. If that's
okay.
Right. Okay. Apple, the world's most valuable company, is first to close above $3.5 trillion market cap. So they just keep going up and up and up and up and up and up. Woo, woo, woo. Now, I've got an open page here because the headline to this is, here's how long Mac users are keeping their computers. The new data looks to quantify the trend of consumers keeping their devices for longer, for the US in particular. The study shows the majority of Mac customers, 56% of them, are now holding on to their laptop or desktop for 3 years or more. Now that's up 16% from 2020.
That's good.
All other life cycle lengths gave up users the 3 years or more category. Oh, that doesn't make sense. Those keeping their Mac for 2 to 3 years are down 13%. Well, that kind of makes sense because they're holding on to them for longer.
Yeah.
From 19% in 2020. Users keeping a Mac for 1 to 2 years is down from 19% to 23%. And those holding on to a Mac for less than a year decreased from 13% to 19%. I'm amazed that those people actually
exist.
Were there in the first place. Yeah, but three years or more, 56%. And that's, you know, you and I, Guy, we're kind of used to this. I mean, I've had my M1 Mac now. It must only be a year and a half, but it's probably nearer 2.5 years, isn't it? Let's be honest.
It's probably over 3 years at this point.
It might even be over 3 years, and it's still perfect. But we know the longevity lifespan of Macs.
Yes.
Sling that muck in there. Apparently, Apple has seen a huge jump in Mac sales. According to preliminary results from the International Data Corporation, worldwide quarterly personal computing device tracker, Apple's Mac shipments increased a whopping, I'm going to say that again, Guy, a whopping 20.8% in the second quarter of 2024 versus Q2 2023. Brilliant. I mean, what's not to like? That's all I can say.
No, and honestly, with Apple Intelligence coming out, when the M4 Max start hitting the market, there'll probably be another big jump in people replacing their older, not just Intel, but M1 and M2 Max.
I agree with you, and Apple's not hurting, because my next story says Apple are now making it easier to switch from Google Photos to iCloud Photos. It just, you know, it's just falling into their lap, yeah, isn't it? Let's be honest. Apple and MLB have announced August Friday night baseball schedule. Not my thing, but if it's your thing, then great. I saw a couple of items on this next story, which is, should you get an Apple Watch for your kid? Here are all the benefits. And then I saw another one talking about Apple Watch for your kids. I think, you know, if your kid is happy to have a watch which gives him capability to do fitness stuff and all the other stuff, it gives you a clue on where they are, keep them safe, hey, why not?
Yeah, quite honestly, just figure out a way to fit an AirTag into their shoes without them knowing it's there.
No. This is a two-way conversation, guy. You've got to be able to talk to your kids and trust them, and they've got to be able to trust you. And you know, there are benefits both sides here. Yeah, I know. But...
trust your kids. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So next, I'm going to hit you with three quickies here.
Okay.
Because I don't normally do these, but Apple has released the third public beta of iOS 17.6, Sonoma 14.6, and the third beta of iOS Sequoia to developers. So watch out, guys. It's not going to be long before it hits us. Apple shares hit a new all-time intraday and closing highs. Yeah, it rose $4.30 or 1.88% to $232.98, a new all-time closing intraday high.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, no. Today's intraday high was $233.08, but they closed on $232. They just, you know, they can't stop going up, can they?
It's like question, printing money. Right? Yeah.
It's printed money. Okay, here's a question from a story that I saw, which is, do we really need a radically redesigned Apple Watch?
Wait, hold on just a second. Bye, OWC people. We love you.
Love you. Can I have some stuff, please? Please.
I'm over here. Please, OWC.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
So they do have good stuff.
The reason that question has been asked, and Wolf just come in the room, Hey, Will, do you want to say hello? Come on, Max. No, he doesn't. The reason that question has probably been asked, Guy, is how old's the watch?
Oh, God. Nine years?
No, 10 years old. Absolutely. So
it seems like only yesterday a lot of people were wasting money on a gold one that couldn't be replaced and made useful again.
So I'll ask the question again. Do we need a radically redesigned Apple Watch?
I don't think we do.
I agree with you. EU closes an antitrust investigation into Apple Pay after Apple opened up the iPhone to NFS access. We'll see how that goes moving forward.
See, they're all right now. They're like, damn it! Now we got to find some other way to find them and steal their money, or maybe that's just me projecting. I don't know.
I think it's you projecting. Apple has warned iPhone users in 98 countries about mercenary spyware attacks.
Yeah,
Apple has reduced trade-in values for select iPhones, Macs, and more. Boo! Exclusive. This caught my interest. This did. Exclusive Insta 360 action camera X4 bundle debuts no less in Apple stores. This camera is taking the action cam people by storm, the 360. I'm seeing it everywhere on YouTube, so that's quite interesting that they've debuted it in Apple stores. Apparently, Apple CEO Tim Cook uses his Vision Pro every day. He did an interview with The Sun over here. Not the most salubrious of papers, but hey, you know.
Yeah.
It's being launched in the UK, which I'll come to in a second or two. But he's been doing interviews, and I think that some of these newspapers are seeing this and going, whoa.
This is an interesting piece of equipment.
They don't understand it because, quite frankly, most people don't. But, you know, if the sun is doing it, it must be a great story.
Apple shares outperform rivals despite losses on a particular day, which was last Thursday. So, you know, Apple shares, bing, 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 up in the sky. Apple Vision Pro was launched in UK, Canada, Canada, France, Francais, Germany.
Germany.
And Australasia, mate. Well, Australia. It's not Australasia, that'd be right, because it's Australia. I am going to get so much hurt for that.
Well, see, but at least yours is better than mine. I don't know what that's really saying.
Vision Pro apps have tailed off dramatically, but some hashtag believe. Yeah, I know. Antitrust probe in India finds Apple abused the position in the apps market. Do you know, it's like somebody opens the door and all of a sudden there's a typical British queue standing right behind you of people waiting to join in. Incredible.
With their hand out.
The US consumer lawsuit against Apple over the closed app ecosystem has been dismissed. Apple scored a legal win on Thursday. A California court dismissed a lawsuit claiming Apple restricted Apple development tools, forcing higher iPhone prices. Well done, Apple. Tim Cook and NEQ once again attend the Sun Valley Summer Camp for Billionaires.
Or they get surrogates to go there for them because they can afford to do that.
Well, I don't know what they're doing going to attend it. Why don't they all have, a Vision Pro and attend it?
Yeah, do it all on the Apple campus.
Absolutely.
Virtually.
Don't hold your breath for an Apple smart ring, Guy.
I agree.
I think Samsung, I believe Samsung have brought one out. Well, I ain't wearing no ring from Samsung, I can tell you that. Apple's doing a lot of this at the moment. Apple debuts a new short film shot entirely over iPhone Pro Max. They're doing an awful lot of this, and I think they're pushing it out. Well, no, absolutely. And it's getting out there, and people are realizing just the quality of production that they can stick out there.
It's
with the phone that you've got in your pocket.
It's almost like they do it so that people will buy more phones.
Incredible. And
that can't be
is
it.
The end. Is the end of Gazzy Snippets. However, I do have a Gazzy's link. And this one is not a very good one.
Free. Thanks for bringing it, though.
No, I've got to. I've got to because I want to shout. Capri. Okay. Capri. Come on, Ford, that ain't even close to being a Capri. Now, did you have the Capri car in the US back in the 70s and early 80s, Guy?
Yeah, it was sold as a Mercury, though. It wasn't sold as a Ford.
Okay, well, over here was a Ford Capri. My uncle had one. It was stolen 3 times. He got it back 3 times, incredibly. It was a beauty. A friend of ours had one. We sat in the back, went up to Derbyshire. The dog's sitting in the boot, licking our faces. The Ford Capri, fantastic car. They've just reinstated the Capri name on an EV, which ain't no way close to being a Capri.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
Stop bringing back old names. Think up of new ones. Not just Ford, all of these companies.
Yes.
That's the end of my rant on Gazzy Snippets.
Okay. Do you have a tip or are we just going to kind of slide by that this week?
Quick tip. Yeah, go for the tip. Okay. I'm nodding my head.
Oh, you.
I'll do it.
I got it.
Hit it. Gazzy's tips.
Mostly.
Gazzy's tips.
Mostly.
Gazzy's tips.
It's time for
Gazzy's tip. Quick and easy. Remember, on the Mac in Finder, if you want to quickly preview a file, when it's highlighted in Finder, hit the space bar. Et voila!
It does stuff?
I'm nodding my head.
Oh.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Right on. Gaz, you are absolutely right.
And perfect, perfect timing. We are now joined by Mr. Mike Potter. As I think he's become a vampire. You know, I felt his breath on my neck.
Yes.
Get closer to the microphone there, please. Thank you.
How are you, my friend?
I am absolutely sponrific. Thank you very much.
Sponrific?
How is it? Sponrific. Yes, yes. Look up an English dictionary. You'll find it.
You can't get any better than that.
You can't, actually. That's absolutely spot on.
Yeah, it's sponrifically spot on.
So Mike, how is it going?
I think it's going quite well. Yeah.
There was like one little hiccup.
One hiccup
this morning. And that was it.
With the microphones, and I think we've got that ironed out.
Without my help.
We don't spend nearly as much time, setting up and getting the mics quite the way that they should be as Guy spends setting up before recording the podcast. But I think
doesn't make any difference.
Mostly ironed out.
Yeah, yeah. And the new venue looks great.
It does. Yeah.
This really like is it. much bigger even than McHenry.
We can certainly hold a lot more people.
Yeah.
I mean, if we needed to, we could open up all three rooms.
Yep.
Attendees, if we needed to. But I think that room by itself will hold up to 250. We've got just shy of 100 this year, so I'm pretty happy about that.
And so everything is like going really, really well. And I'm looking forward. And the weird thing is this year, I'm not doing like official podcasting. I'm not speaking. I'm not like helping behind the scenes or anything like that. So I paid this year to be here.
Finally.
Finally. Yeah. If Mike finally gets some money out of me.
Awesome.
And, the bandwidth here sometimes is not the best, so, and a lot of people are using it also at the same time, so we're just kind of doing the best we can as we go along here. But the venue itself is great. The people that work here at the Holiday Inn at Crystal Lake, fantastic. Anything that we need, they're like right on it, so I absolutely no complaints about any of that. And it's just been really, really good.
It has been.
I like it. And the fact that we're actually staying in the hotel here instead of having to get up from the hotels that we've been in the past and then drive all the way to McHenry or drive to downtown Woodstock.
So can I ask Mike a question?
Yeah.
Are you staying at a hotel as well, Mike?
I am, yes.
So is that the first time that you've been that close to the event once the day stuff has finished?
Yes. And not having to get up at 5 in the morning to load up the car and drive to the venue every single morning of the weekend is a blessing.
Yes. I bet you're enjoying it. Is Mrs. Mike there as well or not? Is she keeping away?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she's here.
As she refers to herself, Mrs. Maxstock is here. And, well, not right at the moment. She's off running the store.
No.
She'll be back this evening, and then she'll be here tomorrow morning, and then back again tomorrow evening. And, yeah, she's taking advantage of the pool at the hotel.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very nice.
What's not to like?
Yeah. Now, Mike, we've been getting feedback from a particular gentleman that calls himself Mr. Cheesed Off. And it just so happened, we've been talking about the Maxstock Conference and Expo leading up to the actual conference.
Yeah.
And he had a few words to say about the Maxstock Conference and Expo. And I hope you can hear this because we're kind of listening to this off my laptop. If you can, I'll play it for you later. Are you ready for this, Gaz?
I'm ready. I'm waiting and eager.
Okay, here it is. Mr. Cheesed Off. And thank you again, Mr. Cheesed Off, for sending this in.
Hello, Guy and Gaz. Mr. Cheesed Off here. Have you heard about this Maxstock nonsense in Chicago? Chicago? Why not the UK? I'd give my last dongle to be there. Typical Yanks never acknowledging that the rest of the world bloody exists. They're promising expert-led presentations and workshops to level up your productivity. Meanwhile, I'm stuck here trying to figure out how to just stay on the bloody level. And apparently there's also a short film festival. I've got a cracking idea. The dongle strikes back, but can I showcase my genius? Can I, cobblers? They're telling folks, don't miss out. Well, I am missing out. I'm left pressing my nose against the Apple Store window while the lucky devils in Chicago get to bask in the glow of Cupertino finest. Well, the ones that had nothing better to do this weekend anyway. It's a bloody travesty for us loyal UK Apple fans. I'd give anything to be there, soaking up the atmosphere, maybe even catching a glimpse of the next big thing. And I know I don't mean Guy, although he's big and he's a thing. But no, I'll be here, talking to Siri and pretending she flipping understands me. I don't know, it all really cheeses me off.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cheesedoff. We appreciate your comments, as usual.
I think you might have to send a copy of that to Mike so he can listen to it in cleaner surroundings. And
I don't know how much you caught of that. Aspect.
If there may at some point in the future be a Macstock UK, how about that?
Okay, well, Mr. Cheesedoff, there may be a Macstock UK eventually.
I only have so many years left, but maybe one of them. Maybe one of these years we can make Macstock UK work.
Well, if you do a Macstock UK,
you know
I will
who you can rely on, Mike. You know who you can rely on, Mike, to help you out.
Okay, he's got to go. Thanks for coming on, Mike. Appreciate it.
See you, Gaz.
See you
soon. Guy later. See you. Yeah. We'll see you soon, Gaz.
You will. You will.
Okay. I don't think we really have much else going on right now, Gaz. Are you ready to kind of put this whole thing to bed?
I am. I don't want to stop you from, you know, enjoying Macstock and the lovely people are there and mingling. You've paid to go, so you need to be able to take in the full aspect of all that's being offered to you.
Yes. For anyone who's watching and or listening, if you would like to help contribute to the My Mac podcast, you can do so by going to patreon.com/MacPettit. You can go to ko-fi.com/MacPettit, or you can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacParrot. And actually, there was a young lady at the airport at Reagan, and I turned her on to the podcast. She actually looked it up and put it in her to listen list. And if she's listening to this, thank you so much for being so kind and wonderful when I was very, very nervous sitting there by myself at the airport. First time flying since all of this happened. She was very, very nice. And thank you. We appreciate the fact that you've subscribed to the podcast.
Yeah, you said thank you too much. I think I'm getting a bit concerned about just how much she helped you now.
Well,
let's back off.
I don't want to say. No, thank you. Thank you so much. Gaz, if people wanted to get a hold of you and say, once again, Guy is at Macstock Conference and you're not. What's up with that? How could they do that or do so?
Ever so easy. Just send an email to GazJZ at mymac.com, or you can contact me on any of the, well, not any of the socials, but most of the socials, and you'll find me as Gazmaz. And if you can't find me as Gazmaz, send an email to GazJZ@mymac.com. You see what I did? I just repeated it. I got it in twice.
You did.
Really, really easy. You can also contact both Guy and myself on X by going to X or Twitter or whatever it is, / Guy and Gaz, GYANDGAZ.
Cars.
You can also send an email to feedback, FWDBACK
@mymac.com.
Come now.
His name was Guy.
Still is.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
Guy's the one. Guy.
Guy?
You remember Guy?
They do.
My guy?
Yeah.
Because who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
By being the good guy.
Guy.
Who the hell even knows who this guy is?
Nobody.
I'm here with Guy. The guy.
A non-toxic guy.
If you want
an email from Guy.
How would they do it without
no fooling.
Oh, thank you. All they would have to do is open the email client of their choice and type in.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. At mymac.com. GUI. You can leave out all the extra U's and Y's. It's just regular old GUI at mymac.com. You can find me on the X Twitters as Mac Parrot. You can also find. There we go. You can also find me over on Instagram and Threads and Pinterest and like all these different places as Vert Shark. God, what else? We have a. I was about to go right into the phone number, but I'm not going to. There's other ways to get a hold of me.
Oh, hang on a minute.
I'm too flustered.
Yeah, no phone number. Call 703-284-677
for my podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. Yeah.
That's 703-284-677. There you go.
Okay, good enough. And those are all the different ways you can get a hold of us, and we really, really do. Hello?
Stop the pressure!
You're going to catch me out one time. I'm going to forget. We really, really do appreciate the fact that you take the time to download and or listen to the MyMac.com podcast. And Gaz, I think that this week, everyone here at MacStock was good enough. And everyone here at MacStock was smart enough, except for, you know, certain people. And that woof, woof, wilf, woof, wilf, people like us.
What is a guitar player's favorite Italian food, Guy?
I don't know.
Stromboli!
Should have known. Thanks for downloading and listening to the MyMac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the MyMac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts. Okay, heard that. All right, can you say something?
So, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Well, can you hear me? I can't hear you now.
Oh. Okay. You can hear me. I can hear you.
Yep. So, what's changed?
Everything looks like it's recording. I don't know. I don't care. We're going to start. Before something else happens. And I have absolutely no notes, so we're just going to wing it.
So what are you trying to... Okay, you're going to how to dad on the second half.
Pardon me?
Can you hear me at all?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so...
Don't worry about the show notes. We're just going to talk about being at MacStock and all that.
Okay. I have got some snippets.
Okay, that's cool.
I've got one short tip.
What are we going to call the show? Where's my notes? I don't even have my notes up.
Is this 980?
981.
Okay, so you're not doing anything on the notes then. Can I change the notes?
Sure. Got to find them.
I found them.
Oh, there they are, yeah.
Okay. Just call it MacStock.
Okay.
MacStock 2024.
How to MacStock 2024. Yeah.
How to? Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So you don't...
No, I think MacStock 2024 is good enough. I missed you, man. We haven't talked in, what, 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks, I think. It's been bliss.
You Yeah, I don't know how, you know, again, I don't know how long this is going to go. And we'll see if I can get anybody else here to talk.
Okay, well, I may have to eat then because, you know,
no, that's
you
fine.
Told me within 2 hours. You told me within 2 hours, 2.5 hours ago.
Yeah, I know. So. And then things just got.
Mrs. Gaz, he said, are you eating tonight or not?
And it's Friday, so you're not used to hearing from me on
right.
Friday.
No, correct. So where are you?
I'm at Maxdoc.
Right. No, stop. Don't tell me. So,
okay.
If we're going to be talking about Maxdoc, then obviously I can ask those sorts of questions. And...
Yeah. All right. You want to do the title or the intro?
I'll do the title. You can do the intro because if we're talking Maxdoc, then you're going to be jumping in with how you got there and stuff like that, I suppose. The other thing is, have you got Mr. Cheesed Off?
Oh, actually, I do, but I don't have it ready to go.
Well, you need to make sure that gets played and make sure that Mike hears it, please.
Is what? That Mike hears
make
it?
Make sure Mike, yeah.
I'm ready to help out.
Who's that it's squawking in the background?
Everybody. I've been squawked at all over the place.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to...
Aren't you going
to do
the intro?
Yeah. That's what I just said. That's not right.
Or the title, yeah.
My Mac Podcast 981. Macbook 2024.
That'll work. Yeah, or the Wi-Fi here is not great, so I have no idea how well this is going to work.
No.
Dave, have a seat.
I can't. I need to grab my thing, so I will say hello.
Well, let me get started real quick here, and then you jump in.
I have to make a phone. I got it. There's a thing. I'll be back.
Okay.
I'll be